Workers who are out in extreme heat or extreme cold would see more mandated protections under a new bill in Albany.
WCBS's Steve Burns joins us. So, Steve, what are the specifics around this bill?
Well, this is a very wide-ranging, broad bill that would apply to workers in all kinds of industries, farmers, delivery workers, construction. Basically, if you're out in the elements on a regular basis, then this would be for you. Employers would be on the hook to provide several different kinds of relief for workers. Things like mandatory breaks in the shade or air conditioning, a quart of water every hour, hats and sunscreen in the summer, hats and gloves and heated breaks in the wintertime. The temperature thresholds where this would kick in are pretty broad. It'd be 80 degrees or above for the summer protections, 60 degrees or below for the winter protections. We see that same 80-degree threshold in states that have similar laws. Basically, experts see it as the lowest point where a worker might be impacted by something like direct sunlight. Penalties here would also be pretty severe, up to $10,000 if the law isn't followed.
Why now, Steve? How big of an issue have extreme weather conditions become for workers like that?
Well, the bill's sponsor, Senator Jessica Ramos, she's been pointing quite a bit to delivery drivers who've seen really challenging conditions. You might remember last summer we had several stories of delivery drivers fainting, vomiting, collapsing on the job. At this press conference, one driver noted that their trucks do not have air conditioning, especially in the back where all the packages are stored. He said opening that up is like opening up an oven to check on your food, and the heat just blasts you in the face. The sentiment here from Ramos and from the labor unions that are backing this bill is that these companies just cannot be trusted to keep workers safe, and it's been shown they value productivity and output over worker safety, and they say it's time to put more guardrails in place.
Well, what are you hearing from business groups about this idea?
There is some significant pushback from them, as you might imagine. First, I reached out to UPS, since they were really singled out here by Senator Ramos. They told me in a statement that they are already doing a total revamp of their safety program with cooling systems, hydration, and other, quote, new technology they're working on. But in a broader sense, I talked with the Business Council of New York State. They said this law, as it's written, would be just too broad and too vague. This will just mean a lot more fines and penalties for small businesses who might not have the resources to follow everything here to the letter of the law. They noted there are already a lot of workplace safety laws in place. OSHA is keeping watch over them. And just the administrative burden alone, they say, would have a major impact on small and large businesses across the state.
Thanks, Steve, for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
I wonder if every TV reporter who's ever done a live stand-up during a blizzard is saying, hey, what about us?